Our book critic John Leonard has a review of The Western Lands, a new novel by William Burroughs. Like his best-known book from the 50s, Naked Lunch, it's a trip through decadence and desperation, but in the 80s, Burroughs is more cosmically oriented.
William S. Burroughs, godfather of the Beat Generation and high priest of the drug culture in such sacred texts as Naked Lunch and Nova Express, has never been an easy writer. He hallucinates. And The Western Lands, which completes a demonic comic book trilogy begun in 1981 with Cities of the Red Night, is more of a jumble than most of his novels. It's almost unintelligible unless we understand that he is elaborating a personal pulp-paranoid cosmology, derived from science fiction, detective stories, paperback westerns, pornography, and Eric von Däniken. According to this cosmology, about 100,000 years ago in the Gobi Desert, we were attacked by a black hole, which caused mutations. These mutations had red hair. Secretly, they were invaders from Venus, and they've been in charge ever since. The invaders are to blame for monotheism, the Industrial Revolution, the Communist Party, the CIA, the H-bomb, and all governments currently operating. They deploy dream killers, who get into our sleep, and DNA police who get into our genes, and evil eyes who target all writers, artists, filmmakers, and intellectuals considered a danger to the big picture. Fighting these Venusians are the natural outlaws, wild boys, pirates, pariahs, junkies, reverse vampires known as breathers, and a secret service of subversives called Margaras. The Western Lands is mostly about Margaras, Sanskrit for hunter. Margaras is for explorations of outer and inner space, and against the thought police. Its agents go back and forth in time, usually to ancient Egypt, where they seek the immortality of the Western Lands that was promised in the Book of the Dead. This is standard mystical quest, except that Burroughs tricks it up with fancy uniforms, kinky sex, cobra venom, Star Trek weaponry, a centipede god, and a hatred of women. It's a deforming hatred. The outlaw heroes are always male, homosexual warriors wading naked in rivers of blood and excrement, for whom, quote, danger is a biologic necessity. Not by accident are their enemies from Venus, the planet of love. Women, says Burroughs, are the parasitic other half, corruptors of natural man. They smell as bad as one of his breathers, like, quote, burnt plastic and rotten oranges. This is frankly a drag. For all its lyric twists and macabre humor and astonishing inventiveness, The Western Lands twitches between nightmare and wet dream. Until that is the end, when the novelist who imagined these outlaws abandons all hope. Not very good sci-fi, he says of his own book, quote, there isn't any transport out. There isn't any important assignment. It's every man for himself. There's a valedictory sadness here that startles. Surely, after 30 years of Naked Lunch, Burroughs hasn't decided to wear a shroud. Say it isn't so. I don't like his cosmos, but mine's no bargain either.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed The Western Lands by William Burroughs.